It is certainly time for a change. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to UR Radio at Western North Carolina Community Media Center. Our show this evening is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And I hope you join me every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern as we explore various tools to help with consciousness. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing nature, specifically how to be in a co-creative partnership with nature intelligence, which is an amazing thing to do. And we're going to do that so that all of our gardens grow better. Nature considers anything that's initiated and maintained by humans a garden, whether that's vegetables or flowers, a relationship, a business, your job, a project you're working on, or in fact any endeavor whatsoever. And so we can work co-creatively with nature, and in so doing we discover a much greater balance and ease in all the things that we do. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am a holistic counselor and a metaphysical author in Asheville, North Carolina. And if you'd like to know more about who I am and what I do, you're welcome to visit my website, which is my name, louisadyer.com, or louisadyer.net, either one. And during the show, please feel free to submit any questions or comments or suggestions through the Facebook page for this radio show, which on Facebook, it's called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. And you can do that either during or after the show, and I will attempt to respond. My intention in doing this show is to have fun while being of service. And like I tell the guys in the studio, being on the radio is, for me, more fun than a barrel of monkeys. So I'm having fun. And hopefully I'm being of service and hopefully inspiring you to explore, to consider taking more responsibility for your own health and happiness and exploring some of the tools that are out there. There are so many tools that are available to help us thrive instead of just survive. And so if you're interested in personal growth or spiritual evolution, or you just want a life that's filled with more joy or ease, then all the tools that you need to do that are already available. They exist. These are amazing times we live in because never before in the history of humanity have so many had access to whatever it is that might work for them to bring them up out of that place of suffering and into a place of more joy and peace inside of themselves. And over the last couple of months, we have explored a number of enlightened beings, primarily David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle. They are three of my favorite teachers. And through them, we've remembered that all truth is knowable, and that the questions we pose to the universe, to our higher self, to our own heart, the questions we pose actually determine what insights that we are given. And how we ask those questions, the formats we use when we're presenting what it is we want to know, that also makes a big difference in the both the quality and the accuracy of the answers that we receive. And so all of these teachers have websites and amazing books that can help you evolve on every level of being, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. And I'll say their names again so that you can for sure have them. They're all three enlightened beings: David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle. You've probably heard of one or more of those already. Tonight, we're going to talk about a different kind of teacher, one who works closely with nature and has developed numerous tools to help humans come into balance with nature, and specifically to address health issues, again, on every level, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And I suggest that you have pen and paper, because tonight you're going to learn things that you can use to not only take care of your own health, but to make all your gardens grow better than ever. I mean, it is springtime and we're all thinking about growing things, I think. Who we're talking about tonight is Michelle Wright of Paralandra. Her last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. And Paralandra is a nature research center that's in Virginia. And Paralandra is actually spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. And their website is paralandra-ltd.com. And they have a helpline that's open on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 8 Eastern. And I will actually give you that phone number in a few moments as well. And so Paralandra offers many tools so that individuals can actually take responsibility for their own health. Some of those tools they offer are incredibly easy. If you can read and follow instructions, you got it. And some of their tools have quite an intense learning curve. But I can tell you, they're all worth it. I've been using Paralandra's products in combination with various spiritual techniques, most especially WOW processing, to take care of my own health for over a decade now. And I can tell you from much experience with myself and with clients that they actually do work, and they work amazingly well. And so Michelle Wright at Paralandra has been co-creating with Nature Intelligence since the 70s, and she's written numerous books. I can't even begin to tell you about all of them, but all of them are listed and detailed, and, you know, synopses of them are given on her website. And last week we looked at the program that she worked with nature and unseen intelligence beyond or outside of nature called what I call the Great Light Collective, what she calls the Great White Brotherhood, what actually humans have called the Great White Brotherhood for many, many centuries. But once you connect with them in the way that she describes, you can actually work it out with them where you can call them what you want to. And I couldn't use the name Great White Brotherhood for what I thought were obvious reasons. It feels both or sounds both sexist and racist to me. And so once I connected with them the first time and, you know, started a relationship, I asked about changing their name, and based on what they told me that they were and how they work, I call them the Great Light Collective, because that's what they are. They're a collection of souls whose purpose is to help humanity evolve in every level, in our politics, in our personal health, in our social endeavors, in just every way there is. And so we talked about MAP last week, and MAP, M-A-P, stands for Medical Assistance Program. And I'll just briefly remind you of what that is. It is a medical assistance program, and it's quite phenomenal. And you work with nature and your own higher self, and you work with this Great Light Collective. And there are hundreds of thousands of people all over the world who use MAP because it's quite effective. It's especially effective when you pair it with a formula, a flower essence formula that Paralandra makes called ETS. ETS stands for Emergency Trauma Solution. And for anyone who's familiar with Rescue Remedy, which was a Bach flower remedy that's been around for a very long time, I think of ETS as like Rescue Remedy times 100. You don't need the ETS to do MAP, but it really helps a whole lot. And so, at the very least, I would encourage you to go to Paralandra's website and just check out what MAP is. It's one of the easiest things that you can do for your own health. And that's not just physical health, although they're very good with physical health, but it's also emotional and mental and spiritual health. All you have to do to be able to do MAP is be able to read the book and follow instructions. It's very, very simple. And it's very effective. And we also talked a little bit about flower essences last week, what they are and how they work. And I was going to continue with that and talk about two processes in particular. But it's springtime and it's beautiful here in Western North Carolina. And I've been out playing in the garden. And so I decided the best thing to do tonight was to talk about how to actually work with nature in your gardens, because it's a whole new way of having a garden. And it's really quite incredible. And so I think next week we're going to talk about those flower essence process, one called the body-soul fusion process. And again, Michelle talks about this on the Paralandra website. And also the flower essences death process. We're going to talk about both of those next week. I've used both of those and had phenomenal results. and they're a flower essence process, a Perilandra flower essence process. And again, Perilandra, which is what we're talking about, is a nature research center. It's spelled Perilandra. And their website is Perilandra-ltd.com. They're in Virginia, and they are a nature research center that has been around since the 70s. In fact, if I can find... Oh, of course I can't find it. here it is. I have a little note about Perilandra. Perilandra is a nature research center located in Virginia. Started in 1976 by Michelle Smallwright, its primary focus has been the development of the co-creative partnership in the areas of science, health, and agriculture. And then it says for more information, you can see various ones of her books. And so Michelle has written a number of books, some of which will absolutely blow your mind. Actually, I think most of them will blow your mind because it is a whole new way of looking at and understanding what nature is. And two of the books that she wrote that makes working in the garden a whole new experience from anything you've ever done before are two books. One's called The Garden Workbook, A Complete Guide to Gardening with Nature Intelligence. And the other one is The Garden Workbook 2, Co-Creative Energy Processes for Gardening, Agriculture, and Life. And those two books are absolutely chock full of incredible information from nature itself about what nature is, about what form is, about the human soul, about energy. The books are, I've probably read both of them all the way through at least three or four times, and every time I read them, there is something that I just completely missed the first time around because there's so much information in them. And what those books do is teach you how to work with nature in a co-creative partnership. And, you know, a lot of times people have asked me, why? Why would you do that? Because it's a whole new way of thinking about, well, really, everything. It's certainly a whole new way of thinking about nature and working with nature. And, you know, I've thought about that a lot. It's like, why go to all that trouble? I mean, I can say it's worth it. It's amazing. But actually, Michelle answers that question in the Garden Workbook, the Garden Workbook 1, reading from the second edition. And people have asked her, you know, why would you go to all this effort? And what does the garden actually mean to you? And so she's answering that question in terms of her Perilandra garden, what it means to her. But I would say that I'm going to read to you what she said there. But as she's talking about it, and every time I read it, I think this is the answer to why I work with nature intelligence and what it means to me to be in a co-creative partnership with nature. Because I'm in that co-creative partnership in every session that I do with clients, in every healing session that I do with myself, in every project that I do, you know, from the most mundane things to the most spiritually, you know, sort of esoteric things. Everything I do now, I do in conjunction with some aspect of nature intelligence because it provides a level of balance, a level of comfort even, that I just didn't have in any other way before. When people ask Michelle what the Perilandra garden means to her, this is how she answers. And this is also my answer for what does working with nature mean to me. Michelle says, this is on page 15 in the Garden Workbook. She says, the Perilandra garden is my life, my heart, and my very breath. It is my friend, my healer, my nurturer and teacher, about myself, my planet, and my universe. It is my key to the universe. It is my access to spiritual truth and universal natural law contained within the universal flow. It is the demonstration of these truths and laws played out before my very eyes. It is my proof that what is spiritual truth and universal law courses through all reality, and this includes a garden. It has been my spiritual teacher in the deepest sense. It has taught me about power, my own and that which is contained in life all around me, about equality, about balance. Through it, I have dramatically changed my thoughts, my thought process, my knowing, actions, and reality. This garden is a way of life which touches the core of my soul and through which my soul sings. It reconnects my conscious reality to the truth held within both my heart and soul. And from this, I am reconnected back into the universal life force itself. I think that's a very beautiful answer and quite complete answer. Working with nature can give you all of that. There is a tendency when people first begin looking at Michelle's work and looking at the Paralander website to get overwhelmed because there really is so much information and so many tools. And she does that purposely because she wants you to have everything. She wants you to have a thorough understanding. But fortunately, she also knows that, you know, not everybody has the time or the energy to learn all of that before they actually get involved. And so she gives lots of ways to get involved that are shortcuts. Doing the map process is definitely one of those. Taking the ETS is another one of those. But what we're going to talk about today, which is very exciting to me, is something called gut gardening. And it's a way that she has given to actually begin communicating with and receiving the benefit from being in a co-creative relationship with nature without having to spend, you know, forever learning about all of this stuff. It's very simple and straightforward, and the difference it can make is quite phenomenal. So that's what we're going to actually be talking about tonight, is how to begin in your spring garden or summer garden, whatever, or your flower garden or your herb garden, or the little pots you want to set out on the deck, you know, with plants in them. We're going to begin teaching how to have that connection with nature intelligence that's going to make your gardening feel so much different and begin to give you some of the stuff that she just said that working in her garden gives her. And that I've said working with nature gives me in a way that is much, much simpler. And that's what we're going to explore. It's very exciting. I'm very excited. So we're going to explore that. And before we do, again, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to get pen and paper so that you can write some of this stuff down. And I will give you more information when we come back again about how to be in touch with Paralandra. And in the meantime, we're going to take a little musical interlude here. And I'm going to play a song that I think is really just apropos. It's Cyndi Lauper singing True Colors, because our true colors always come through. And when we're working with nature, it really helps us get in touch with those deeper parts of ourselves that sometimes we may have forgotten is our true color. So let's listen to a little Cyndi, and I'll be back in a moment to tell you more about gardening in a partnership with nature. Enjoy. Thank you.
CRISPR makes you crazy and you take it all you can plan. You call me up because you know I'll be there and I'll see your true.
For those just joining us, you're listening to UR Radio at Western North Carolina Community Media Center. Our show, Until 9, is Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And we're here every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern. And what we're discussing this hour is nature intelligence, and specifically how to be in a co-creative partnership with nature, which is a very exciting thing, especially at this time of year when so many people are thinking about gardening and growing things. And I'm actually using the work of Michelle Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, of Paralandra in Virginia. Paralandra is a nature research center, and that is spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. And their website is paralandra-ltd.com. And they actually have a helpline that is open all day on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to give you that phone number. It's 540-937-3679. Again, their helpline number is 540-937-3679. And you can also find out that information on their website. My name is Louisa Dyer, and I am a holistic counselor and metaphysical author. And you can find out more about me, if you would like, on my website, which is my name, louisadyer.com. And I'm doing this show to really let all of us know that if you want to grow, if you want to feel better, if you want to have more peace, more love, more ease in your life, there is so much available that will help you to do that. And some of the enlightened beings that we have talked about so far, David Hawkins, Byron Katie, and Eckhart Tolle, all three of them have, well, they all have websites, they all have books, and they offer very three different ways to sort of get to the same place. And so never before in the history of humanity have we had so many people had access to this type of information, and now almost everyone does. And so if growth is what you want, then I highly recommend any one of those three. Tonight we're talking more about working with nature, putting your hands in the soil, grow in the garden. And actually, you know, I have to say from nature's perspective, nature considers anything that is initiated and maintained by a human to be a garden. So that could be your business, that could be a relationship, that could be any project that you're involved in, any endeavor whatsoever. And I certainly work in all kinds of gardens with nature, and we'll talk more about how to do that later. Tonight we're going to talk about actually a vegetable garden, or a flower garden, or an herb garden, or if you just want to put some little plants in little pots out on your porch or in your yard so that you have some fresh veggies or fresh herbs, or maybe you just want to look at flowers. Michelle has written a number of books, two of which explain in great detail how to work with nature and get much greater results than you've ever done before. For example, in her garden workbook, which is a complete guide to gardening with nature intelligences, I just want to tell you a few of the things that are listed in the table of contents. And believe me, I'm not even beginning to tell you all of them. But you can work with nature to know where to put your garden, how to know what goes where, what to put side by side, which seeds to use, what to do about the soil, how to plant, when to fertilize. If you want to do succession planting, you can work with nature about the insects and, you know, the various critters that are in the garden. She also talks a great deal about the solstice and the equinox cycles in this book, which is wonderful since the first day of spring is coming up here very quickly. She also spends a lot of time talking about harvesting and how to put the garden to bed so that it's in the right or the better condition for when you start it up again the next year. She also talks about the energy processes that she has developed with nature to help you work in the vegetable or flower garden, but also in the other gardens that we humans tend to create. And so all of that, I mean, this is a very big book. One of the main things that I think is most phenomenal about this book is she actually has conversations with nature, and nature talks about what nature intelligence is. It talks about the planet Earth. It talks about energy and form. There's so much information in this book. I've been studying it for about a decade, and I get something new out of it every time I sit down with it. If you're thinking about starting a vegetable garden, for example, you might be overwhelmed with the whole idea, with even, you know, doing the basic kitchen garden, as they call it. You might want to do it to save money or just because you want to be outside. But for whatever reason, you've been inspired and you want to do this. But the practicalities of it, maybe they've become a little overwhelming. And if you've also decided you want to work with directly with nature in this garden, maybe that notion has become overwhelming too. And to think about at this time of year to sit down and read in the garden workbooks in order to be able to do that, boy, that would be overwhelming. And so you might just think you don't have enough time in the whole wide world to ever do that. But what Michelle has done is she's come up with something. I think she did this last year or the year before. She calls it a gut garden. And what it is, it's you're not planting guts. But it's a way to help you work with nature consciously in your garden without being overwhelmed by all the information that's available and all the processes that there are to do. Because there's no long, complicated processes to do, no kinesiology to learn. It's just you, your gut, and nature. And she gives a very simple two-step process to start this, and then you can go ahead and get started with this. And I'm just going to tell you what those are, and then we're going to go through and talk about them. Because this is very exciting. I mean, I obviously work with nature, and I know how to do all these various processes. But I work with nature in a lot of ways that are not in a physical garden with soil. I do what's called soil-less gardening, much more than I work with nature in soil. And so last year, I actually did this gut garden thing. And my goodness, it was so easy and fun. And so I'm just going to give you, there's basically two steps, and we're going to talk about those. So to basically what a gut garden is, what she means by gut is you're working with your intuition. You're working with, you know, your own instincts, your own insights. But what you're doing when you activate a gut garden is you're calling in nature to work with you. And so the first step is you just write down the goals of your new garden. The example that she gives is a kitchen garden with vegetables and herbs that can provide fresh produce through the late spring, summer, and early fall for my family of four, two adults, two children. These are the vegetables my family won't eat. That's just an example that gives you an idea of what you need to decide about your garden up front. So, you know, you just write down your goals. What is it? It's a garden. What do you want in it? Do you want just flowers? Do you want vegetables? Do you want herbs? How many people is it going to feed? How much time do you have? Is it just going to be you working in the garden? Or is there going to be, you know, somebody working in it with you? It's going to be a lot different if the amount of time that you can spend tending and harvesting is going to be very different if it's just you or if it's other people in your family, if you work full time or if you're home a lot, and how interested or willing you are to put that kind of time into a garden. So don't be shy about saying what you want and what you're willing to give to it, because gardening really should be relaxing and fun. It should be something you do because it feels good. It should not be torture. So we're not talking about trying to set something up to, you know, put you in competition with yourself so that you're going to prove something. It's not about that. It's about growing something, being in connection with yourself and with nature and having a good time while you're doing it. And so that's the first step, is you just write down the goals of your garden. What it is, what do you want in it? What are the things you definitely, that your family won't eat? And who's going to be working in it? How much energy? So don't be afraid to put those time issues in there. If you only have a little bitty, tiny, tiny, tiny amount of time, then put that. That's important. And so that's all you have to do first, is you write down the goals of the garden. And then, step two, you find a quiet spot and you say the following, either aloud or to yourself. I want to activate a Paralandra gut garden for working consciously with nature in my kitchen garden, or whatever you're calling it. I ask that all relevant information from nature be shifted to me so that I will pick it up through my intuition and gut instinct. Isn't that easy? That's so cool. I'll read that again. You can also download this for free off of their website. And again, their website is paralandra-ltd.com. And Paralandra is spelled P-E-R-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. And that's it. I'm going to read that again in case you're writing it down. I want to activate a Paralandra gut garden for working consciously with nature in my kitchen garden. And of course, if it's not a kitchen garden, insert what type of garden it is. And next, I ask that all relevant information from nature be shifted to me so that I will pick it up through my intuition and gut instinct. And that's it. That's it. You can begin to have a whole new relationship with yourself and with nature while actually probably growing the best garden that you've ever grown. And so then she gives a number of tips for actually starting this new garden. Because, you know, you might already have a garden that you've been growing for a number of years, or you might not have started a garden ever before in your life. It doesn't matter. You just start wherever you are. But I'll tell you, gut gardening is about organic gardening. And so rather than reinvent the wheel, the suggestion would be, if you know about organic gardening, that's wonderful. And if you don't, just go online. There are quite a few sites where you can just find out the basics of organic gardening. Pretty simple, really. in terms of starting a new garden, if that's what you're doing, just turn your attention to it and just sense where your intuition or your gut instinct move you and just step forward in that direction. If it's breaking ground, then just use your gut connection with nature to locate the garden in the best spot and establish, you know, how big you want it to be. Do it by what feels right. If you need seeds, do the same thing. Sit down with the seed catalogs and go through them and pick those that resonate strongly with you. And if it's the soil that you want to work with, is your gut telling you to get it tested? Or is it telling you that it needs fertilizer? Or maybe that this one fertilizer is better than another? All of those questions are typical questions that any gardener needs to ask. And so for a gut garden, you're not adding a new layer of questions. You're just adding a new layer of answers to the normal garden questions. And those answers are going to come from nature directly. And, you know, if all you have is a balcony in a city apartment, you can still be a gut gardener. And you can set up a few pots for vegetables or herbs and decide your goals and do the two-step process and activate the garden in the same way. And so it would be a gut container garden, maybe you would call it. And so a gut garden is an organic garden that includes nature as your conscious partner. Before you start pulling together that organic gardening information, activate your gut garden by going through that two-step process. And that's going to help you move through the whole organic gardening information and be able to pick out what it is that's most beneficial for you and you to be doing. And so, I'm not sure if I should read that again. I guess not, because you can go to her site and download this. But I am going to say those two steps again. They're very simple. First, write down the goals of your new garden. What it is, what do you want to grow, how many people are going to be eating from it, how much work, how much time, you know, are you or somebody else going to have to put into it? And then sit down in a quiet spot and just say the following aloud or to yourself. I want to activate a Paralandra gut garden for working consciously with nature in my kitchen garden or my container garden or whatever it is. I ask that all relevant information from nature be shifted to me so that I will pick it up through my intuition and gut instinct. That's it. And so what immediately begins happening is nature begins communicating with you. And a lot of people want to know, how do you know that? How do you know that nature is actually communicating with you? And I think that's a really, really good question. And one of the ways that you know that is that you see results or you have insights that are different than any insights you've ever had before. Or you suddenly know, oh, I could do this. And it's not something you thought about before. Or you have a particular question that you've been pondering, and all of a sudden the person you're standing next to in line at the grocery store turns around and says, oh, by the way, da-da-da-da-da. And they answer the question. That's nature. Nature is everything that's in form is nature. So it's not only everything that's growing in your garden and all the trees outside. It's your body. It's every person that exists. It's every thought, even every feeling. That's nature. And so nature is always moving and working. It's like the universe that we can perceive. That's nature. And so the way this gut gardening with nature process sort of starts being refined is that as you're moving along and you're working with your gut garden and all of a sudden there's a decision or a question and you don't know what to do and you've already said, oh, gut, don't fail me now. But, you know, your gut seems to be on vacation and you're not getting any answers, no instinct, no gut, no nothing. All you have to do is say, nature, I need some help here. And then describe the problem or the situation, the question, as fully as possible. For example, she says in her example, insects I've never seen before are eating all of my broccoli plants. What do you want me to do? Well, see, if you were using kinesiology and connecting with nature like that, then you would just do a series of yes-no questions and find out the answer. But if you're doing gut gardening and you don't know how to do kinesiology, that's fine. All you have to do basically is say, nature, I need some help here, and then describe, explain the situation, just like you were talking to another person. And you might get an answer immediately. And if you don't sense anything right away, just step away from it. Step away from the whole issue. Either leave the garden altogether or work on something else in the garden for like 24 hours, 48 sometimes. And you'll get your clarity. You'll get your answer from nature within that amount of time. It may come from several angles, like I said before. It may be instinct. It may be gut. It may be a news report on TV. It may be a conversation with somebody else. Or, you know, maybe a child walks up to you and says something nutty, and all of a sudden that makes it all make sense. Nature will get that necessary insight to you. So anytime you have a question, just say nature, and then ask your question, and wait for the clarification or the answer. By saying nature first, what you're doing is you're alerting nature, who is now your co-creative partner, that you're speaking to it instead of maybe just mumbling to yourself. And if you start with that, then what nature does is automatically set up the gut gardening refinement process so that there can be more and more successful communication with you. And believe me, this process really gets better and better and better over time. For example, when I first started working with nature, I did not really have the capacity to visualize. I could sense stuff. I could hear stuff. I had a good feeling or idea about information, but I didn't really have the visualization capacity. And after working with nature for a couple of years, all of a sudden one day I realized, oh my gosh, I'm visualizing. It just happened because it was one of the things that I guess nature thought would assist me in the things that I was working with nature about. And so that capacity in me just developed. And so I hear, I can ask questions and hear. And so I get answers that way. But if I have any emotional attachment to the answers, and in a garden that might be, oh gosh, do I really have to do that? Meaning I really don't want to do all that work. That could be an emotional attachment. So I'm not going to get an answer, a clear answer, because I have an attachment to, you know, wishing I didn't have to. So if that's going on with me, I don't trust what I hear, and I will actually do kinesiology testing. But when you're doing a gut garden, just listen to your instinct and to your gut. And so I'm going to actually read what Michelle says here about how do you know that the information is from nature, because I think she says it really well. She says, sometimes you'll wonder if you're just talking to yourself, or if you have taken full control of the garden and are making all the decisions on your own and just don't realize it. Instead of being in a partnership with nature, you've taken control, which is a problem, you know, we humans have. And so to look at, is nature really giving me this information? And when that will often occur. It has for me, certainly, and Michelle says it does for her as well. When this occurs, and she says it will often, think about what you have done in your garden based on intuition and gut instinct. Would you have come up with this body of information or plan of action on your own? Or was it beyond anything you could have come up with or even imagined? In short, when you see that there have been times when your instinct has been beyond your sense of logic or knowledge, you know nature is working with you. When you've said, that's interesting, about different bits of insight and instincts, you know nature is working with you. Or when your new garden is doing better and feels better than your neighbor's five-year-old garden, you know nature is working with you. When that neighbor says to you that your garden looks and feels great and ask you what you're doing, you know nature is working with you. And so as you're doing this gut gardening, you're going to get to know what it is to communicate with nature in a way that you never have before. And there might come a time when you're like, gosh, I really wonder about that, or I want more information about how that actually works. And on those hot, lazy summer afternoons, that would be a really good time to look at either the Garden Workbook 1 or Garden Workbook 2 and actually begin reading, especially the nature sessions that Michelle has included in those workbooks. They're the sessions, they're the pages in the book that have been italicized. And what those reading, what those nature sessions are about, will give you an incredible idea of the breadth and the depth of the information that's available in these books, but also that's available from working with nature intelligence. And so as you work in the gut garden, if you feel inspired to learn more about, you know, what's actually happening, then that may very well be a communication from nature as well, connecting with your higher self and saying it would really benefit you to broaden your perspective about what nature is, about what form is, about what life and energy itself is, because that's really what's happening when nature is talking and giving all these explanations in both of these books. It's really quite incredible. And what I think is so exciting about the gut gardening is that it gives you the time and the confidence to begin gradually incorporating these other processes in as you begin to feel comfortable and confident about working with nature, because there's no reason to jump into them all at once. The important thing is that you started a garden. It's actually a smart thing to do, too, with this economy. What's more important than anything is that if you have committed to working with nature in an organized and conscious manner, then you're going to begin receiving information that has not been available for you before. And that actually buys you all the time in the world to learn whatever it is you want to, because everything happens in perfect timing. And that's one of the things that nature actually explains more beautifully than I've ever seen explained anywhere else, is how, because of the free will of humans and the balanced timing that's occurring in nature and in the souls of humans, there is a right timing that's always happening. And so you can begin to trust that in a way that maybe you couldn't trust it before. And I think, you know, that once you get used to, you get comfortable, I guess, with gut gardening, you'll realize how easy all these processes are. You might begin incorporating some of them. And if you already have a functioning garden and you want to start working with nature in a gut garden, that is cool too. All you have to do is go through that same two-step process and begin functioning as a gut gardener. It doesn't even matter if you've already started your new season. The gut garden will commence right at the point you activate it with those two steps. But as a new gut gardener, you'll just need to focus on getting out of your own way and giving up some control, because it's a partnership. It's a co-creative partnership. And it's an adventure. And I tell you, working with nature is incredibly worth it, because you're going to see changes not only in your garden, but in yourself. And there are a lot of other tools that Paralandra gives that make it really easy to work in the garden without having to learn all of this information. Two of those is something called Essence of Paralandra and ETS Plus for plants and ETS Plus for soil. And I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about those, just to say that the Essence of Paralandra is something that takes the balance and the wholeness that's so vibrant at Paralandra and allows you to be able to have that in your own garden. And the ETS Plus for plants and soil is like the ETS Plus for humans. It's emergency trauma solution. So if there's a way, you know, that a plant or the soil needs some serious help, then those solutions are amazing. They work amazingly well. But Michelle also has ways that she tells you how to use them so that you can use them for the planting, for the sowing of the seeds, for the getting the soil ready, And it really makes gardening a whole lot easier. I did this last year, and I actually soaked some of the seeds in the ETS Plus for plants, and I put some of the ETS Plus for soil before I did the planting. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even believe what a difference it made in terms of the germination of my seeds and how fast everything in my garden and how whole and healthy it was. I had tomatoes last year, I think about 3 weeks before anybody else did. And that's what I was really focused on with the gut gardening and the using the plant ETS. I wasn't using the Essence of Paralander last year, but I'm going to try that this year. And so she just gives you some clues about how to use those. And again, it's very simple. There's no learning curve. You just have to use the solutions. They're already made up. There's not even anything that you have to personally do. And so that's where I'm going to stop in terms of gut gardening. And just to say that it's so very exciting to think about working with nature intelligence, because nature, into everything that exists in form, is nature. And to work with nature intelligence is to work with the intelligence within that form that holds the blueprint for it. So if you want information, if you want to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, what better source to get that information from than the intelligence that holds the blueprint for it? I have found it amazing to work with nature. And like I said earlier, I do it more with what I call soil-less gardens, business, you know, relationships, projects, any endeavor at all, you can work with nature. Because nature, like I said before, considers anything that is initiated and maintained by humans to be a garden. Nature doesn't make gardens. Nature is in balance. And so nature just grows and is always coming into balance with whatever the prevailing reality is. And so nature doesn't make a garden. Humans do. And so anything initiated and maintained by humans, from nature's perspective, is a garden. The wonder of that is you can connect with the intelligence within nature that holds the blueprint for that form, whether that form is a relationship, a business, a vegetable garden, a car, anything at all, and you can get whatever information you want. And you can do that using this same sort of setup for a gut garden, or you can do it very specifically with tons and tons of processes and get all into the details of it as I've, you know, begun to do over the last decade. And so I just want to close with a couple of pieces of information that comes straight from Paralandra. And again, for those of you who didn't get that name, it's Perelandra, Paralandra. And their website is paralandra-ltd.com. The woman's name who started Paralandra is Michelle Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And they've been around since 76, and they are a nature research organization. And they have flower essences, they have books, they have everything imaginable for an individual to begin taking responsibility for their own health and for the health of the environment around them. And the way the gut garden in particular works, I wanted to read this one thing that I thought was so beautiful. The way the gut garden works, of course, is through what we would call intuition. And the definition nature gives for what intuition is this. Intuition is the communication bridge between the unconscious and the conscious. It enables what is known on the level of the unconscious to be incorporated with and become a part of the consciousness. Isn't that incredible? That's what intuition is, the communication bridge between the unconscious and the conscious. And intent is the conscious awareness of soul purpose, what is required within the scope of form to achieve soul purpose, and how the two function as a unit. And so that's really what we've been talking about here, intent and intuition, and coming into a conscious, co-creative relationship with nature. Oh, it's so exciting, I can't begin to tell you. I've been doing it for many years, and I just have never found anything that was more amazing than actually being in a co-creative relationship with nature. It is supportive, it's comforting, it's brilliant, because I don't have to figure things out anymore. I can just ask. It's really quite phenomenal. And so that's where I'm going to leave you again. It's been a wonderful evening. Again, this is Louisa Dyer, and you're listening to Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. We're here every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern at UR Radio at Western North Carolina Community Media Center. And I look forward to seeing you back here next week. And we are going to talk about the flower essence processes called the body-soul fusion and the flower essence death process, which is quite amazing. I'm going to leave you with a theme song, Time for a Change, by Here to Here. Have a great evening.
Where my heroes at? Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all that jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the change we like to see. It's time for a change. It's time for a change. Where my farmers at? My corporations at? Where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at? Where my mother's at, where my father's at.